Then, the song of the angels. The contrast between the stable and the angels appearing, as you'll see, at greater length to the shepherds. In other words, the Jewish people, the chosen people of God, for 2,000 years waiting for the Messiah. Just a minute. Waiting for the Messiah. What are you talking about? The Messiah came, and you would think the chosen people, after 20 centuries, would be waiting for him. And the reason we know is because the kind of Messiah they expected is not the kind of Messiah who came. So God had to work a miracle. And at night, and the angels did not appear to King Herod, or to Pontius Pilate, or to the emperor in Rome. They appeared to shepherds, and at night. Oh, I like to say this. My mother was a shepherd in Europe, or shepherdess in Europe. She watched sheep from childhood until she left Europe at the age of 17. And I could give 3 days of lectures on sheep. Sheep are dumb, stupid. My mother told me, you've got to watch the sheep. They're looking for food. They will go over to the edge of a hill. And if they step to the edge of the hill, they'd be killed falling down. They have eyes, but they're dumb. They're simple. You can push them, leave them, and they fall. Sheep are natural followers. And there are more sheep in the Bible than I think any other animal. And the angels appeared to shepherds. And at night. And remember, these shepherds were, well, spending their nights out on the field, provided, of course, you are obedient. Don't hesitate to spend a sleepless night in caring, pardon me, for sheep. And what did the angels tell the shepherds? Two things. Glory to God in the highest. In other words, God has been glorified since the first moment when he created the angels. But some glorified him and some did not. And those who do not glorify God who used their own angelic free wills, they became devils. Every person who follows his own will, contrary to the will of God, is a devil. Standard definition of a devil. And don't you have any doubt, there are many devils in the world today. Second, Song of the Angels. Peace, and again, I could call out the New Testament, but I won't disturb your peace. You can't imagine what translations you now find what the angels sang. What do they sing? Gloria in excelsis Deo, ad in terra, pax hominibus boni voluntatis, and on earth peace to men of good will. Who has a good will? The one who does the will of God. And that is the only way you can have peace on earth. Every disturbed person, every anxious person, every worried person, get it. He is not at peace because that person is doing his or her own will. Peace on earth to men, to human beings of good will. In other words, this is not just a song. This is a prophecy. Fifty plus years in the priesthood, I have met many very peaceful persons. I'll never forget. Oh, a wonderful experience. I was then as a priest doing my graduate studies in Rome. A boy, about 10 years old, would beg at the doors of the Gregorian University I was going to school, begging for food for his family. He had a bag, and we seminarians would take, well, with presumed permission, take some food from the breakfast table, a piece of fruit, well, some bread, and wrap it in a paper and bring it with us to give this boy. His father was killed in an automobile accident. Well, father was not driving a car, somebody else was. But the nearest thing to traffic in Calcutta that I know of is Rome. Nothing like it. In any case, father was killed and mother was widowed with five children. And she waited each day for her son to come back from his begging several miles from where they lived in a cave on the side of a hill in outside of Rome.